everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. You know, kind of know that if you've been listening. I got a great show coming up today. Someone I just think the world of, Lisa Dory. And she, and I just will tell you, she is the head of RSVP. But for years, she was the administrative aide to the veterans, Jim Clark. And we just can't have a better city employee. She's just terrific. And her husband works for the city, too. And he's a great guy, but I would never tell him. Okay, so, Lisa, how are you, kid?
I am doing well, Bill. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, you know, all I'm telling you is what RSVB does, I sat on the board there. They do so many wonderful things. And now that you're the head of it, it's even more productive. It continues to evolve, I guess is the right word.
Yeah, it sure does. We really are doing well. We're coming up.
Well, you know what? You have to, even in our own lives. If we don't continually do something, we're just going to get stale. Mm-hmm. You've done great things, kiddo. You really have. And I'm glad that the mayor has lifted the restraining order that she had on me from going in RSVP. So now I can come and visit. Alex has got one on me from the library, but I don't pay attention to that one. So, listen, you got tons going on.
Yeah.
Well, big day for you again.
Yeah. So we have our volunteer fair coming up.
Yeah.
Wednesday, July 12th. So, and that's going to be in the city of Pittsfield. So that's fantastic. The last one that was hosted by the United Way and Liana. Yeah. Was in South County, which we participated in, but this one will actually be in Pittsfield at the Berkshire Innovation Center.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yep, so I believe this is the second one that they have hosted at the BIC, so we're excited to be a part of it. We're excited to partner with the United Way, Brenda Patel. As you know, she's awesome. And,
oh, yeah. The whole United Way, you know, with the new leader there, they're doing a lot of really, I mean, they always did great stuff. Uh-huh. But trying to stay, unfortunately, COVID and everything really threw everybody a curve, but now they're coming back on strong, as you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are doing well. You know, our 2022 hours are finally all finalized, which is great. We had a total of 268 active volunteers.
Wow.
In 2022 at 46 stations.
Wow.
They donated a combined total of 32,656 hours, which is incredible.
Yeah.
In the past 10 years, 5 years have had 30,000 hours or more. So to put that into context, you know, that's pretty huge to go over that 30,000 hour mark.
There's no question about it. And I can tell you too, the agencies, the theaters, the not-for-profits, couldn't be as successful as they are without that kind of volunteerism.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, we have a total station list right now of 57 active stations.
Wow.
So wow. We are up. We've included 7 new stations in 2023 alone. So we're pretty excited about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, all the stuff that's going on, and like now the theaters are back. I know, and we have to say this for folks. We just read in the paper. We were at the cabaret, which was being performed at Barrington Stage. But I will. Gene Ryan has passed.
Oh yes, yep.
And I, Dean Ryan was Barrington Stage's merchandise person. I don't know for how many years she did the work there, the volunteerism, and she was a wonderful lady, and she will be missed. I know when we went in there Sunday, it was like, Jean's not here, you know?
Yeah, she was a gem. And actually, I shared a story on my personal Facebook page today about Jean. And that is that I used to volunteer for her way back in the day when I was 14 years old at Berkshire Medical Center.
Wow.
She remembered me 10 years later when I had my son. She showed up in my room with a volunteer cart and she remembered me, and that was amazing. And then she paid for the hospital photos of him, which was really, really nice. Oh. She's just such a nice person, so community minded.
And very sincere.
Yeah, and she was the RSVP board president for 4 years.
Yeah.
Here at RSVP. So she was very active and involved in RSVP. So she definitely will be missed by many.
Yeah, by so many. Everybody that knew Jean, you just had to love her. She was just that kind of a person. Yeah. So I'm glad we could give her some airtime here today. Thanks for allowing me to do that.
Oh, of course. Of course. Yeah. Jean was a gem. I call her the volunteer guru.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really was.
I'm looking at some of what we have here to talk about. The RSVP Advisory Board recruitment and how amazing my board is. Tell us about the MA. I've been on that board. It really, the people on it are dedicated and sincere.
They really are. And I tell them all the time that I could not do the work that I do without them. They are truly amazing. They're creative. They're passionate. I just can't say enough good things about them. Beth Wallace is our board president. We just had a meeting this week. It was our last one, and then we break for the summer. So we're right off for, July and August. And we'll start up again in September. But I will say to people that if you are interested in getting involved in your community, my board is a good place to be. And it's a good place to come and start, because I feel like the commitment is not that much.
No.
It's, 1 hour a month that you would have to make a commitment to coming to a board meeting. And those board meetings are pretty, we have them in the morning, we're in and out, so it really is a good, stepping stone for somebody if they're looking to get involved, and it obviously can be more than that.
Yeah.
And I really encourage anybody to be involved. They don't have to be a member of RSVP or a senior citizen. I think our youngest board member is Michael Obasahan, who's our director.
Yeah.
Diversity. Yep. So, and he's fantastic. I welcome all ideas. I take all the ideas from the board very seriously. Huh. They're kind of like my rock,
Well,
especially when hard things come up as a director, They're my sounding board.
Well, the thing too is, and being a past board member, I can tell you that I've been on a lot of boards.
Uh-huh.
And some of them, that's just what you are, board. But not with RSVP. They've always been, when Cheryl was, Cheryl Whalen was there, God love her, she was great. We came in, we parked, we went upstairs, blah, blah, we had our meeting. And you're right, it was about an hour, but in that hour, it was very creative and very, in what I found, very informative.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
Yeah, no, if you want to become a, if you have a desire to be on a board, RSVP is one of the ones, because You really do stuff with the RSVP board.
You do. And, you know, I mean, like I said, it's a great group of people. Jim Clark is on my board. He is going to be returning as the vice president for the next coming year. And we have co-finance chairs, which is really nice. Tom Hardy and Lorraine Moresi. And then,
Lorraine.
Lorraine is awesome. And then we have for secretary next year, we have Darlene Baisley from BMC is on my board. Yes. So she's great too. So
sounds like a solid group of people.
It is. Yeah.
You know, and they get stuff done. I mean,
they do.
You know, being on boards that, you know, him and a hum and a just make a decision and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or not do it. I'm an old man. I've been on a lot of boards, and some of them, I lost my hair over some of them.
this one you will not lose.
No, this is. Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking back. When Cheryl was there, all that we got done when Sheila was there before Cheryl. I mean, it was a great group of people to work with.
They truly are phenomenal, and you know, serious when I say that I really do listen to my board. You know, it's an advisory board, so. You know, it's not a board of directors. They're there to advise, and I take their advice very seriously in how I'm running my program. So they have a lot of good ideas and a lot to offer. And so, you know, if anyone is listening that is interested in being on the board, you know, please reach out to me or, you know, you can call RSVP 499-9345. You know, and we can give you an application to be on the board. I promise you it's not hard.
It's not a 40-page application with a, you know, FBI background check, but you know, I see in a part of some of our discussion points this a quote by Liana Tuscanini. I have her on the show. I love that Tuscanini.
Yeah.
It gets me up, wakes me up, actually. Coming out of the isolating pandemic, volunteering can help people reestablish connections and find a sense of purpose and happiness, says Liana Tuscanini, executive director of the not-for-profit Center of the Berkshires. And because of the staffing shortages, volunteers are needed more than ever. I will tell you, that is dead on.
Definitely. I love that quote. I love that she sent that to me because that is really, this is what I hear daily from my volunteers. This is a good way for them to connect with their community, for them to connect with other people who are like-minded. You know, we have opened up the office here for events. We have birthday parties that have started back up. We have a group that meets and on Tuesday mornings, and they knit and they crochet. And I love having the volunteers come in here. I love to hear their stories. I love to hear them say to me that this is so nice to be able to come in here and connect and meet with other volunteers and get to know other people. You know, the pandemic really did a number on everybody in our population, including the seniors, you know. So this is just such a nice place to be. You know, I really and truly can say this. I am humbled by what I do for a living. I love coming in here, and I love doing the work that I do.
And you, my good friend, are a gift to all the seniors, but also from your days first working for the city of Pittsfield, you have done nothing but contribute and become a positive influence everywhere you've been. And I can speak directly to that because I've known you for years.
Yeah.
You know, I just have to say this, and I know this will ruffle some feathers, but I don't I don't have any feathers, so I don't worry. you know, there's a lot of, and some of them are elected, people who they seem to belittle or put down or, you know, are disrespectful to our city employees. And I just will say this. I used to be a city employee. I worked for the police department. Of course, the chief, the old chief might say work's kind of a stretch, but I was employed by the police department. But I will say this. Our city employees, they're there when we need them. They don't make a lot of money. And so to nickel dime a bonus or something, I just think is unconscionable. Thank you very much. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Mayor's Office, Mayor Tyer and the Mayor's Office, Peter Marchetti and the City Council, and or my friend Lisa, who's the SVP. No, I just feel sometimes you have to say that. Mm-hmm. You know, you really, I mean, I watched the budget hearings, and if I had any here, I would have probably pulled it out.
Yeah, they're definitely an interesting venue to sit through, definitely.
I applaud all of those people, God, and I really do, that are running for public office. God love you. That's all I can say. Hey, yeah. What's going to now, RSVP, transportation, Wheels for Wellness, recruitment of drivers. You need drivers.
We do. We have ramped up this program big time.
Good.
I have had an epiphany of sorts recently, and we've changed the way that we're approaching, volunteerism through our Wheels for Wellness program. Yep. It has become very successful, what I've switched to, and that is my volunteers, my RSVP volunteers, are self-assigning their own rides. There's a lot of autonomy in the Wheels for Wellness volunteerism, which is fantastic. So volunteerism really has increased in Wheels for Wellness, and it really has cut back on the administrative load that we were carrying, which was extremely heavy. So I'm really excited about our program because it now enables us to kind of like take a breath and really start recruiting more drivers for it. We have signed on quite a few drivers recently. And, you know, the program is very, I mean, we schedule the ride. The ride goes out into our assisted ride system, and then the volunteer is able, they have their own login, they're able to log in there, see what rides are available, and then they're able to choose the ride that they want. Yeah, it's really working out well, and it's helping a lot of people. I actually did a statistic recently, because I just updated on our city page. So from the time our program has launched, we've done 3,316 Wheels for Wellness rides, which is incredible. Yeah.
So yeah.
That program is, we are countywide with that program. We are in North County. We're in Central Berkshire County. We're in South County doing those rides. So, because I've just trained my volunteers to self-assign their rides, I have gotten to know a lot of our Wheels for Wellness drivers. The office, and they've met with me personally, and they are the most passionate group of people. Like, they really enjoy doing what they're doing. They feel like they're really making a difference. They're giving back. They're connecting with their passengers. They're getting to know them. They love hearing people's stories and their background, because they get talking to people on those rides. So it's really been very enlightening for me to kind of connect with my volunteers, because usually, they're off doing their thing and I don't get to see them that much, but it has been nice to see them. And on the RSVP van transportation, for the first time since I've been there, all my shifts are filled for the van, which is fabulous. And the van is hopping all over the city of Pittsfield. For those that don't know, that van is available. It's free transportation to medical appointments.
Yeah.
And we operate Monday through Friday from 8:45 in the morning until 3:30 p.m. For those rides.
And it's important for people to know that, and we'll, I didn't mean to interrupt you. We'll go back because there never are, there's, if you're stuck for a ride, and you have to, because it's so hard, you know, today, if you cancel a doctor's appointment, you can be a month or two out to get another appointment. And this is a service that's been so good. It's so solid for RSVP for so many years. And Lisa now has brought it to another level. So all I would tell you is, and Lisa will give you all the information, but if you're, if you don't have transportation, do not miss a medical appointment, because these folks will do everything they can to help you make that appointment.
Yeah, we really do. So it's a, you know, we require 48 business hours of notice, and that's for both of our programs. And yeah. I always tell people, you know, the, if you know you have an appointment and it's, you know, 2 to 3 weeks from now, please call us, because we book pretty quickly in both programs. And obviously it's easier for us to dispatch your ride and figure out where to fit you in. the earlier that we know that you have an appointment, it's not an on-demand service. And, you know, we have some exciting news on that front, is because we are replacing our 2011 Honda Odyssey with a brand new 2023 Toyota Sienna all-wheel drive van. So actually just ordered yesterday, and it will be here in August. And my drivers are thrilled because it has a backup camera and all the new fancy technology, you know, which will be great for the seniors. They're excited about it, that drive my van. So
I'm laughing because when the 2011 van, I'm surprised that wasn't a debated vehicle on the city council budget.
But
I know, but it's like, you know, well, I'm not going to go down that road. But the that van, if I had a dollar for every person who's ridden in that van, I would, and ridden and driven to sometimes. And the drivers, and that's what I remember, that some of the stories the drivers would tell, you know, they were, some people don't have anybody. When you get to be this old, you know, their friends are gone, their families are gone, or their families live far away. And the van drivers are kind of family to them.
They are. I mean, it's just like with the wheels drivers. You know, these van drivers really get to know these people that are riding in the van. And, you know, the client, you know, the people we're helping, as much as my volunteers, they become very attached to some of these people.
Yeah.
It's just by default. And it's amazing to see, you know, some of these relationships develop with these people.
What makes me happy, too, is community. It's community people, local people taking care of local people and being their friends. You know, and to me, it just doesn't get any better.
It really doesn't. You're absolutely right. It's you know, it's community helping community. You know, it's what could be better than that?
There are a lot of seniors that are lonely, you know, a quick story and then we'll take a break. One time when I was young and crazy, I did a call-in show, and boy, that's a challenge. But anyhow, I had a lady call in and say, you know, I really enjoy your program. I'm a shut-in. I'm elderly. I'm a shut-in. My family doesn't live in the area, and the hours you're on are my real contact with the Pittsfield area. You know, I never forgot that. And very often when I'm doing a radio show, I think of that. That lady who was a shut-in and listened to that show, my show faithfully. But that, you know, this is Pittsfield community. And Pittsfield's a unique place. I've lived all over the world. And I can tell you, Pittsfield's, and I've said this 100 times, it's a unique place where people take care of people. And RSVP is at the core of taking care of seniors and volunteering. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break. If you'd like to do it, there's Lisa will give you all the inside skinny. We'll be right back. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial, simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. I'm here with Lisa Torrey, and she is the head of RSVP, and she does a great job. And we'll be right back. Stay tuned, please. A lot more, because we got to cover a lot of these things and a lot of the places where that are looking for volunteers. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR-FM.
It's time for the WTBR Jobs Board, supported by Hillcrest Educational Centers. Hillcrest is now offering a direct care starting salary of $21 to $24 per hour. For more information or to see open career opportunities, go to hillcrestec.org/careers. Greylock Federal Credit Union is now hiring for bilingual employees to fill multiple different positions. Salaries start at $16.50 per hour. Visit greylock.org/careers today to learn more. Greylock Federal Credit Union, equal opportunity employer. Berkshire Community College is looking for bold academic leaders who want to become part of a dynamic team. If you want to help transform the lives of their students, go to berkshirecc.edu/employment to see their available opportunities. The WTBR Jobs Board is supported by Hillcrest Educational Centers, now hiring residential direct care positions at their locations in Pittsfield, Lenox, and Great Barrington. Contact Gail at 413-499-7924, extension 113.
And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I am today Lisa, and she, Tori, I'm sorry. She's the head of RSVP. She was the admin assistant to the Veterans Service Officer. And so I've known Lisa a very long time, and I can tell you what she is doing with RSVP is really getting it into this next decade. I mean, we had Sheila Marinaro, we had Cheryl Wendling, and now in an interim, I can't remember the person, and now we have Lisa. And she, boy, I'll tell you what, just because it's a morning show, we'll do a little bit of repeating of this. Give us some statistics that you pulled up, like how many volunteers and stuff and missions.
Sure. We had, so for 2022 volunteers, because the hours have just been finalized, we had 268 volunteers at 46 stations, who donated a combined total of 32,656 hours to Berkshire County.
You can't make it up. And again, these are volunteers. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, and Lisa will give you even more, the theaters, the city hall, so many of the not-for-profits. I can tell you from UCP of Western Mass, we use RSVP volunteers. It's absolutely amazing, all the people who volunteer time. And, you know, I found when I was doing it and on the board at RSVP, and if you're interested in that, call Lisa. It's an active board. That's all I'm going to tell you. It doesn't weigh you down. You don't have to you know, do a lot of heavy lifting. You just have to be prepared to make decisions and for the betterment of the organization, I guess. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. Yeah. And of course, for our community, I mean, it's just the work that we do in the community is very important.
And again, just getting, I love a couple of the programs there, Meals on Wheels and medical transport. So many people, this organization helps so many people make it day to day.
Absolutely. We absolutely do. I mean, some of our focus areas, especially where the transportation program falls, which is, you know, medical, rides to medical appointments. It's part of our Healthy Futures initiative on our grant. So it's our focus area. We are helping so many people. I wish I had the statistic in front of me, how many clients we have. You know, I'll have that soon because I'm working on my progress reports.
Okay.
But definitely, you know, we help so many people in that aspect. But also part of Healthy Futures is our food pantry. That we do. And so we have about 30 volunteers that volunteer at South Church Community Food Pantry. They drive food, they pack boxes, you know, they are involved in all aspects of assuring that the people that receive food from the food pantry are getting their needs met. So they're a big part of that. We have just signed 7 new volunteer stations. We have the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention that just signed up.
Wow.
We have Berkshire Regional Planning Commission that just signed up with us. We have Camp Casco, which is a summer opportunity for a volunteer if they're interested. They can certainly give our office a call. We have the Flying Cloud Institute. We have Lee Greener Gateway Committee that we just signed. And we have the Pittsfield Parade Committee that we just signed up as a station with us. And we also are in the process of signing up Berkshire Horse Works, which sounds so interesting. It's
what is it again?
Berkshire Horse Works. Oh, it's in Richmond. It's therapy horses, and so the volunteer would be involved in helping to groom the horses and, you know, move them through the stables. Yeah, so you wouldn't be horseback riding, but it's like a therapeutic type of a volunteer opportunity. So
the
interesting one, isn't it?
it really is. I don't know what station it is.
Baseball in the Berkshires too. That's the other new station that we just signed up. So.
But I was watching this thing on, you know, you see therapy dogs. I mean, that's very common. But this was what you just said. It was a group of that it's their therapy horses kind of thing.
You know,
I was astonished at it because I would have never thought it, you know.
So I mean, we had, like, you know, I know I've said this before on your show, really, we have something for everybody. I mean, if you're not involved and you would like to be involved, or you'd like to get to know people, do something, you know, constructive with your time, this is the place.
It really is. And the other, I just bumped in, there was supposed to be a big to-do, an informative training, talking session at the Common last weekend about suicide prevention, mental health, and all of that. And it had to be canceled because of the weather. And I bumped into a couple, and they were on with Sean on this show with Sean on Friday. And suicide prevention, and I'm so glad that they came on board with you guys too.
I am too. Yeah, it's as a human service professional, it's definitely something that is near and dear to my heart. And we're also signed up with NAMI. They're one of our stations.
Oh yeah.
The Scioga Club, we're signed up with them, which they're now called the George B. Crane Center. So, it's nice when we can sign a station up that is doing that kind of positive work in the community, because so many people are struggling with, addiction and mental health. It's a way for RSVP to be involved in helping those organizations succeed.
It's really, it's its own pandemic, mental health. It's not just this country, it's across the world. And, I want to get back for the people that are just tuning in. We got a big volunteer fair coming up on July 12th. Lisa's going to tell you about that, what it is, where it is, what time it is. And if you can make it, let's go. Really and truly, it'll be a fun time.
Yeah. So, if you're a nonprofit and you haven't signed up, you can do so through the United Way's website. They have a page that's dedicated to the July 12th volunteer fair, which is being held at the Berkshire Innovation Center on Woodlawn Avenue. It's free for the community to attend. I believe you do have to register. There's also a registration form if you're planning on attending, to visit some of the nonprofits that will be there that day. So it's going to be fun. Our volunteer fairs are fun. It's a good way for the community to connect with some of these nonprofits. And it's a good way for us to connect with the community. So we're excited.
Now, where would the registration form be? At the venue or online or somewhere?
You can go online or you can call Brenda Patel at the United Way or get in touch with the United Way.
Yep.
You can also get in touch with Liana at the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires.
Yeah, she's... I can't say enough good things about all the trainings that she does and all the wonderful, wonderful contributions. It's really, that's another agency and why I love to do this show, because like RSVP, people really don't know or didn't know until they start watching the show what RSVP is. It's the same with Jim Clark and the Senior Center and all that they have available is amazing.
It is amazing. And, as a director, I really, I can't do the things I do in the community without some of these collaborations, including, Jim Clark and Liana from Nonprofit and Brenda Patel. I want to also give a shout out to BCAC. They're our partner with Wheels for Wellness. Deb Leonsic is wonderful to work with. And, we have a really good partnership there. So, all these collaborations that we could not be doing the work we do in the community without each other. So it's just as simple as that.
Tell me a little bit, because I'm still, what is the Flying Cloud Institute?
So the Flying Cloud Institute is it is a STEM program. I believe, I'm just looking through my notes here. They do have a program that they have for the summer. That they are offering. I'm just looking to see where they are listed here on my notes. I know I have it.
No, I'm not. I just
bear with me for a second. But
yeah, it's
for girls. is for girls.
Okay.
So it's a STEM program for girls. So it's Women's STEM Professional Volunteers.
Oh, cool.
Volunteer to visit a girls' science club as part of our Young Women in Science program.
Oh, cool, cool.
They're looking for female-identified STEM professionals to share their passion for science, speak to the girls about their own STEM journey, and join us in hands-on science experience. It runs after school. It's an after-school program, but they do have a summer program that they are also running. So if you are interested in volunteering for something like that, please give our office a call. Diane would be happy to tell you all about it. 499-9345 is the number here in the office.
I love, that's one of the wonderful things about doing this program. I learn a lot of stuff, but this is a wonderful thing for kiddos, for young ladies to learn.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I say this all the time. Not every high school in Berkshire County can boast an astronaut. Stephanie.
Absolutely. It's true. It's true. And, you know, that's, you know, another area that RSVP is involved in. We are involved in K through 12 education. It's one of our focus areas. We are involved with Pittsfield Public Schools. We have volunteers that go into our schools in Pittsfield. I would like to start expanding the program a little bit more to, you know, maybe branch out to Central Berkshire Regional School District, because we are RSVP of Berkshire County, but we kind of started with Pittsfield Public Schools because I think the pandemic kind of set us back a little bit because we weren't going into the school, but now that, you know, it's, everything's kind of lifted, thank goodness, we're sending our volunteers back in to the school department, so.
And that is so important, too, for kiddos. I know when I was on the board there, it was really interesting to get feedback from a couple of the board members that were going in, helping with reading and in the schools. One of them said they didn't have any grandchildren. So she said, I get more out of it than I give, because she, with the young people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I hear that from a lot of my volunteers, that they really, you know, they really do enjoy going into the school and, you know, reading with, you know, our young people, and you know, I mean, they enjoy what they're doing, so it's nice to hear those things.
So the RSVP, let me just tell you, and Lisa will probably be able to tell you better than I can, but it's in the Pittsfield Library, but it's on the basement floor, the bottom floor, I guess I should say, facing PHS.
Yes. Now,
if you come in the front door, you can take the elevator down.
Mm-hmm.
There are elevators there. You don't have to worry about stairs. Because I always like to think of people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Too often they get forgotten. Mm-hmm. But you can stop in there. You can see Lisa. You can see the place if you haven't seen it. It's quite a nice place. But also find out more about what's going on with that and where you could fit.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me when I tell you, there's a place for everybody to fit at RSVP.
There really is. I mean, when I look at the 57 stations that we're paired with and, you know, and the jobs that they have to offer, there literally is something for everybody to do, you know? Definitely is. We have people that, you know, another one of our focus areas on our grant is environmental stewardship. And so we have people, you know, that are doing invasive kiwi pulling. We have people that are working in Springside Park.
Oh, cool. You know,
We just had one of our other volunteers who was a longtime volunteer. He had over 10,000 hours alone that he donated. He passed away recently, and that was all another huge, you know, blow to RSVP, because he's, you know, one of our, like Gene Ryan, you know, one of our longtime volunteers, long time, you know, in the community doing the good work that he did. But he passed away, and that was Bob Prasetti.
He was an arborist, right?
Yes,
I remember, but he passed. Oh, I'm so sorry.
He did. He passed away. So we've been working with Jim McGrath. We are coming up with a memorial dedication in Springside Park for him.
Email me that, and I'll announce it, because a lot of people knew Bob is with his work with trees.
Yeah. You know what? And the first time I met Bob, I met him in the veterans office because he was a veteran.
Yeah.
And, you know, he came in and he was telling me all about trees. And I went home that day and I said something to my husband, who works on the highway department.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, you mean Bob?"
Yeah. Everybody, and he was an encyclopedia.
Oh, he was, definitely.
Yeah. I saw him somewhere. He was coming out and he says, "You see that tree over there? Yeah, they need to take it down. It's diseased." I said, "But it's got leaves on it. Doesn't make any difference. It's dead in the inside."
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's the kind of guy, he loved what he did. And he was an expert, and truly, a lot of people say they're experts, but Bob truly was an expert at what he did.
He was, and I mean, he really was instrumental in helping the city of Pittsfield, not only with our street trees, but the trees that are in the park. You know, he really was, and he trained a lot of our volunteers. In fact, before he died, he was planning on having a session in here with volunteers to learn, you know, what to look for as far as, you know, pruning and tree health. And, you know, he really dedicated to that.
I'm sorry to hear that, but he was a great guy. Hey, now, you said we're going with pandemics over. I want to kind of recap some of the stuff before we have to go from the first half. You are having the birthdays again?
Yes. Oh my goodness. If you haven't checked us out on Facebook, please check us out on Facebook, because
please do. Please
I
do.
Posted up from our last birthday party, which we had so much fun celebrating. So we're doing them as quarterly birthday parties. So these were people that had birthdays in April, May, and June that we just celebrated. We had the birthday party, I think it was not last week, but the week before. We had a nice cake that was donated to us from BJ's Wholesale. Shout out to Becky at BJ's, because she's been very generous to us.
I will next time I'm out there, which is probably weekly.
Yes, me same. She knows me.
Okay.
We had probably about 15 volunteers, maybe a few more than that. They had so much fun. We had coffee and cake. We decorated for them. We sang happy birthday. I bought them these little glasses that said happy birthday, and I was shocked because they all put them on. And such a great time. It was a lot of fun.
I think, and not because I think the world of you, because I do, but when you were selected for that job, you were the right person, because you, like I said, I repeat myself, but when you get to be 76 years old, you can repeat yourself too. You kind of breathed life into it, the same life that Cheryl and others had. And I'm excited for, I'm excited for all of Berkshire County, but I'm really excited for Pittsfield and all that's going on at the RSVP. Volunteer Fair, July the 12th. at the Berkshire Innovation Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that, if you haven't been there, that's worth the trip.
Yeah,
it's an amazing place. Beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah, it is really nice in there. I always look forward to going there. You know, sometimes we have our department head meetings there, and I love going there. It's a nice open space, and it's brightly lit with natural lighting, and it's,
yeah,
it's really nice.
It was very well designed, thought out, and built. And it's and again, folks, your taxpayers paid for it, tax dollars, whatever you want to say. Go there and just to see the place,
uh-huh,
and find out what the volunteer fair is about too. But Lisa, I can't say enough good things about what you're doing and all that's happening. And I'm glad we could get this on. And again, it's July the 12th. Put it on your calendars. I know you're saying you already told us that. I know. But here's one of the basics of radio. I'm going to share this with you. Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them what you told them. And tell them again.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, and just one more thing too.
Yep.
I wanted to tell you. So RSVP is participating in the parade. So.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. The van is going to be in the parade. My husband will be driving the van.
Oh yeah.
And I will be riding as a passenger. Just,
okay. Well, breaking news. Breaking news. You will be driving the van, dear.
And no, he's agreed to do it. So
he's a good guy. He's
I'm going to be doing the smile and wave. Smile and wave.
Yeah. Well, I position myself at St. Joseph's Church.
Okay, I'll be looking.
Because there's all the things that I need. Nice view, shade, food, bathroom. I'm set. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Lisa, the best to you and everybody. Thank you again for what you do. Thank your whole team there and your volunteers, because without the volunteers, a lot of these not-for-profits, a lot of these theaters, and they wouldn't be able to do what they do.
That is 100% the truth. Thank you for having me on, Bill. It was a pleasure, as always.
It's always a pleasure having you on, and I'm going to now take some time and read the announcements I got a nice compliment the other day from somebody that said, thank you for reading the announcements you read, because I find out so much of what's going on that I wouldn't necessarily know. And I like doing that. That I've been doing it for, I started on radio. That was one of the reasons I started on radio, because people didn't know all. I hear people say, there's nothing going on. What are you talking about? There's 15 things going on, you know? So that's one of my babies here. So I try to stay with it. Lisa, you're the best. I don't care what anybody says. You'll always be the best with me. So you can stay on if you want while I read these. You can catch up or you can sign off, whatever.
All right. Well, thank you, Bill. I'm gonna sign off.
All right. Thanks. Say hi to the old guy.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. Coming up, David Grover scholarship concert. The proceeds raised from this will go to sponsor theater camp with the Berkshire Theater Group. And it's the first annual tribute to David Grover, who was everything to a lot of kids, really and truly. Scholarship concerts featuring Michael Fabrizio as special guest, Puggy Demery and Michael Sacco, including Kathy Jo Grover and members of the Berkshire Theater Group chorus. It's going to be July 22nd, 5:30 to 9. It's a Balderdash Winery in Richmond. Get your tickets now, because they'll be limited. The Polish Picnic is back. My Polish Picnic. This is really and truly, this is definitely the death knell to the COVID shutdown. The Polish Picnic, Sunday, July the 16th, 12 noon to 5 p.m. on the parish grounds at St. Joseph's Church in downtown Pittsfield. There's Polish food, kielbasa, kapusta, galumpki, pierogi. Oh, man, there's hot dogs and hamburgers also. We are very proud of WTBR to say two of our shows won national acclaim. The Hometown Media Awards is a national contest conducted by the Alliance for Community Media. Backstory, let's hear it by producer Roberta Dews, Roberta McCullough Dews, and back sports by Robbie Zucker and Sean Condren. So really great. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Cabaret. Cabaret is playing at the Barrington Stage. It is a magnificent, really and truly a magnificent production of Cabaret. Now, go with an open mind, enjoy the music. If you don't know the story about Cabaret, it's pre-Nazi Germany. Everybody from Europe was going to Berlin to celebrate, to do what they do. So I'm just telling you, I don't think it's for kids. I really don't. So, but other than that, you certainly can go. All right. So there's that Cabaret. And there's so many other. St. Agnes Academy in Dalton. If you're looking for an alternative education for your kiddos, just to let you know, our parish school has had a remarkable year, receiving the highest ranking accreditation from the NEASC and voted the best private school in the Berkshires. So there you go. E for All, they're looking, they're putting things together. E for All, let me get my stuff straight. Here we go. E for All will continue to support the 9 entrepreneurs until March 2024, where the end of the year program comes to an end. The remaining 6,000 in seed money will be distributed. Looking forward, E4All is accepting applications for the Fall Accelerator, and you can go on that, all lowercase, eforall.org/MA/Berkshire-County/period, or you can call 833-336-7255 extension 740, 833-336-7255 extension 7049. First Fridays and Saturdays of every month and through December down at the I call it the Eagle Building, but it's the old Eaton's Paper. There's the artists, they're the clock tower artists. It's really worth going to see. There's all kinds of art that's for sale. And, but it's a great opportunity. And again, that's really something that's, we have a lot of really talented local artists. So, that's about it. I want you to have a great day. And, as I always do, God bless. And remember, let's take care of each other. Really and truly, let's please take care of each other. Because each other, it's all we have. Really and truly. Talk to you soon. Thank you for listening. Support RSVP. Go on the 12th and see what it's all about at the Berkshire Innovation Center. Talk soon.